Welcome to ChicagoBears.com. I'm Larry Mayer at the NFL Combine, joined by ESPN's John Clayton. And John, thanks for joining us. Wanted to ask you about the state of the Bears. How much progress do you feel they made under John Fox and Ryan Pace in the last year?
I think a lot, because I think what you see is a better defense. I mean, obviously, it's going to be a rebuilding defense. This wasn't going to take a year. It may not take 2 years. It may take 3 years, but I think you saw the progress. They gave up less points. They did better things. It was a better coach defense. That's encouraging. You can see they were incorporating young players into the defense, which is going to be essential. But there's so much work to do because, you know, what was inherited was a defense that was just falling off the bridge, and now it's a matter of getting the cord up, saving it, and pulling it back up to the bridge.
So what's the next step, and how active do you feel the Bears will be in free agency?
Well, again, being active in free agency is a bad thing most necessarily because, you know, why are they going to be active in free agency? Because they virtually have no second deal guys to cap. Yeah, they have one or two that they could re-sign, you know, to second contracts after their rookie contracts. But one of the reasons they're in the position they are is that they didn't draft players good enough to be able to re-sign. That forces you into free agency. And so what you have to do is get guys that can help but realize they may not be there long. You know, if you look over since 2011, there's three teams that have been in the top five for cap room. Why have they been in that way? And that's not Chicago. This year is Chicago. But because they haven't drafted well. You know, Tampa Bay, 5 of 6. Jacksonville, 5 of 6. And Cleveland, 4 of 6. They did not draft well. There's hardly many guys to re-sign. Now what has to happen is, even though this may sometimes sound boring, you have to draft well and get guys you can re-sign. And once that starts to happen, you build a core group as opposed to just a group of strangers who are trying to meet in the middle of a contract year.
Flipping over to the other side of the ball on offense and talking about a contract year, the big news in Chicago is, are the Bears going to put a franchise tag on Alshon Jeffery? Are they going to sign him a long-term contract? I'm just going to ask you, how valuable a member of the team is he? And related to other receivers in the league, how good is Alshon Jeffery?
I don't know if he's a number one, but at the worst case, he's a number 1A. And from that standpoint alone, they need to find a way to keep him, even if it costs a franchise tag. Hey, they're in the top five, $50-some million of cap room. It's not going to eat up a lot of cap. You know, if his number's $11 million or $12 million and he gets $14 or $15 million, fine. He will probably be, if Shea McClellan leaves, the only draft choice left from this team before 2012. And so you need to start keeping the guys that are your draft choices. And he's good enough to keep. So they've got to find a way to sign him. And, of course, if they can't get him to a long-term deal, fine. If they're uncertain about it, fine. Put the franchise tag on and then make a decision in another year. But what they can't do is they'll totally wipe out every draft before 2013.
Another big story this offseason with the Bears is they told Matt Forte they're not going to offer him a contract. A big reason was because they have faith in their younger backs, Jeremy Langford and Kadeem Carey. What about Langford stands out to you, the guy who was drafted last year in the fourth round out of Michigan State?
He just looks good enough to start. Now, is he going to be as good as Matt Forte? I'd say no. I mean, Forte has a track record. He did get a second contract, and he did do well, and he was an $8 million running back. But we've now come to an age where the situation for running backs changed, and you can understand why he's not going to be there. We're not going to see many 10,000-yard backs. Yeah, maybe Todd Gurley will do it. Maybe LSU's running back will do it when he's drafted next year, but we're not going to see those guys because they're not used as much. They don't get 20 carries a game. You know, they may be used a little bit more in the passing downs. But it's hard to get guys through two contracts if they're going to be on the same team, and it's hard to get them to a second contract. But Langford looks like a guy that can get this team through the next 3 years after his rookie season, and now they just got to augment him with the right guy to balance out the running game and have a good running game. And the one thing you know about John Fox, he will have a running game.
Absolutely. Great stuff, John. I really appreciate you joining us. And thanks for watching on ChicagoBears.com.